But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we will be able to chant the holy name only when we respect every living entity and do not expect any respect from anyone. You see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he respected Prakashanand Saraswati, who was a Mayavadi. He respected Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was also another Mayavadi. Mahaprabhu was very patient to hear from him 7 days, and he wanted to give him Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also respected personalities like Brahmananda Bharati, although they were very old sannyasis, they were not properly following the Vaishnava sannyas attire and everything. Mahaprabhu respected them. And Mahaprabhu treated even the animals in Jharkhand forest with respect, that he could see potential in them to chant the holy name. Like the tigers and lions and deers and elephants and all of them. Haridas Thakur, he saw a spark of Krishna consciousness even in the prostitute who came to distract him away from Krishna. But by his right outlook, he could even offer Krishna consciousness to that prostitute and convert her into a devotee within the next 3 days when she came to allure him. If Haridas Thakur criticized her or ridiculed her, you know, there would have been no chance for such a lady to become a devotee. And Srila Prabhupada saw a spark of Krishna consciousness in the heart of the hippies, who were at that point of time like reject part of society. And then Prabhupada could awaken the Krishna consciousness in their hearts. So if you don't respect every living entity, especially for this one quality of Krishna Ika Sharanam, for their having either taken shelter of Krishna consciousness or for having the potential to take shelter of Krishna consciousness, in which case we have to respect every living entity, because every living entity has the potential to become Krishna conscious. So no one should think anyone lacks the potential. Even demons can become devotees. Bali Maharaj became a devotee. Prahlad became devotee. Vibhishan became devotee. And Mayadhana became devotee. So as soon as a demon becomes a devotee, he is no more punishable by Krishna. Then one takes shelter of Krishna completely. So oftentimes, based on superficial deficiencies of living entities, we may criticize them or talk ill of them or not be able to respect them. But unless one respects every living entity for this one quality of their potential to become Krishna's devotees, that kind of respect has to be there for every living entity. At the same time, one should not expect any respect in return. Absolutely. Because if one has an expectation for respect from others, then one will all the time be clouded with the consciousness of, you know, who is respecting me and who is not respecting me. Like you see, the whole world is after seeing glamour and showing glamour. Srila Prabhupada was once walking in the Beverly Hills, you know, when the one of the Prabhupada disciples said this, that when he was very impressed with the beautiful bungalows and greenery and everything, Prabhupada just spat at it. Prabhupada was never impressed with the glamour of the West. Similarly, Prabhupada was not eager to show glamour or see glamour. So when we have a great anticipation of respect from other living entities, then we become frustrated. So I thought you went to take bath. You all arrived and I thought you all have gone away. I'm sorry to speak in front of you.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what you said.
I thought you were gone away.
I think they left. The party.
Oh, they left?
I'll find out. I don't see anybody.
Who doesn't have anything to do with that?
So, amanina, manadena. Then he says you can chant peacefully. Then one can chant the holy names peacefully. There is no more anxiety. Otherwise, a great amount of anxiety arises from anticipating respect and refusing to give respect to other living entities. So, humility, tolerance, offering respect, and not anticipating any respect. These four conditions Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prescribed for those who want to chant the holy names peacefully and constantly. Always. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Yeah.